So the Japanese composers, their feeling was that a lot of games, and really they're talking about the big titles, the AAA games, are all sounding the same, that they're sounding like Hollywood films rather than maybe trying to fit the music specifically to the game. The Western composers, a lot of them felt the same way, not so much that there was an antithesis towards orchestral music in the way that the Japanese expressed it, but that they all sort of recognize that, you know what, there's a lot of games coming out where the music is just kind of oral wallpaper, and it's, you know, we're spending all this money on orchestras and every game sounds the same. So what are we doing? And to some extent, I agree with that. As far as the major titles, the AAA titles, that there is a lot out there that does sound kind of samey. But I also think there's an awful lot out there that is completely, you know, throws that on its head, whether it is AAA titles like the BioShock series, where, yes, they're using an orchestra, but it doesn't sound like anything else, or indie games. And even some indie games are using orchestras, like Guy Whitmore's Peggle 2 score, you know, uses an orchestra, but doesn't use an orchestra in any way that anybody would ever expect. So I don't think that the orchestra itself is the problem. I think it's more a creative issue of giving composers enough time to really put their own stamp and their own style on a game. And I'm not really sure that that's happening in a lot of titles, at least the big AAA titles. That they're kind of just, it's kind of shorthand in a way that they're just going to the orchestral film style as, okay, well, here's some sort of cinematic style music. And it's a little bit easy and it's fairly quick as far as the creative process, I think. But I think that there's loads of examples out there where this is not happening at all, that there's some great music out there.